Tonight and tomorrow, we'll be celebrating Yom Yerushalayim. And technically, what we are celebrating is the gain control over the old city of Yerushalayim in the aftermath of the 1967 Six-Day War. But why do we have a day in order to celebrate this particular city? We know that Yerushalayim is the holiest city and it's the capital of Israel. But what exactly are we celebrating on a deeper level? In order to understand this, we have to look at this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bamidbar, and what Sefer Bamidbar is all about in general. If you think about it, Sefer Bereishis is the story of the foundations of the people who would one day become Bnei Yisrael. Shemos is the story of the formation of these individuals into a nation of Am Yisrael. Vayikra is all about the practices and all about the divine service of this nation. And Devarim is a review of all that happened in the previous books. But Bamidbar, the Sefer we're embarking on right now, is a story of, as its name implies, the story of Bnei Yisrael through the desert. What separates Bamidbar from the four other Sfarim in the Chumash is that it's filled with ups and downs and turmoil. Every Parsha is a story about a different challenge, upheaval, fighting, disappointments. That's why in this week's Parsha we begin with Moshe counting Bnei Yisrael. Normally, Judaism doesn't like the idea of counting the Jewish people. However, it is necessary when you're about to go through a traumatic experience. Just like a general must count the number of people in his army to know if he will succeed or fail, and to know the numbers afterwards. We start off this Sefer by counting Bnei Yisrael because we're about to go through times, tough times, and we need to know at the end of the day, did we fail or did we succeed? And that's why the Ramchal writes that we count in this week's Parsha only from age 20 to age 60, because only these are the ages when people go to war. We also learn in this week's Parsha that Bnei Yisrael camped surrounding the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the center of our worship in the desert. However, in order to understand what the Mishkan was, it needs to be contrasted with the other temples that Bnei Yisrael had in their history. The Mishkan was something very temporary. It was taken down and put back together every time Bnei Yisrael traveled. After the Mishkan in the desert, Bnei Yisrael had the Mishkan in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, which although were not movable like the Mishkan was, it was still a structure of stone. Then afterwards, Bnei Yisrael had the Mishkan in Shiloh, which although it was a structure of stone, it didn't have a roof. But each structure was more permanent than the next. And the final structure that Bnei Yisrael had, and the one that we are looking forward to in the future, is the Beis HaMikdash, which was a permanent structure with a roof on top of it. And if you think about it, the story of Bnei Yisrael and their temples can be likened to the rags-to-riches story of a homeless person. First, this person starts off as homeless, Rahmanu Litzlan. He lives in a very temporary structure. Perhaps it's a tent, or maybe just a pillow and blanket. And that comes along with him wherever he travels. But Baruch Hashem, this person is able to find a job. He's able to get some money. And after a while, he rents a small apartment somewhere. It's still just a lease, so it's not really permanent. But as the years go by, he eventually makes it big. And after years of saving up money, he's able to finally settle down and buy a house. The house isn't just a permanent structure. It represents the fact that he finally made it and can live in a place that is his own. This is the story of the Jewish people. In Sefer Bamidbar, we are a homeless people. Our home, the Mishkan, is temporary. It followed us wherever we traveled. It is for this reason that Bamidbar is full of tumultuous ups and downs. We are homeless and nomadic. And in order to get ourselves on our feet, we need to go through a lot of tough times. But after the experience in the desert, we were able to take control of things a little bit. We were able to find a temporary apartment. The Mishkanos that we had before the Beis HaMikdash didn't follow us where we traveled. They were more permanent structures that were some semblance of a home. And then after that, after centuries of getting established, we were able to purchase a home, the Beis HaMikdash, which was the most permanent structure we ever had. What we see throughout our history is that our temples aren't just places of worship. Rather, they represent the status of our peoplehood and our maturity as a nation. As we grow up and become more established, we allow Hashem to dwell amongst us in a more permanent way. Hashem's presence is no longer something we can call temporary, with the Beis HaMikdash, it was obvious to everyone that Hashem was the center of our lives in a permanent and unmoving way. You can now understand what we're celebrating on Yom Yerushalayim. It's not just the reunification of a city, or even the reunification of a holy city. It is a sign that we are one step closer to our ultimate goal of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding our home. The Golus that we find ourselves in now is quite similar to the story of Bnei Yisrael in Bamidbar. There's ups and downs, a lot of tough times. We're not always on the move as we were in the desert. And true, we may have our many beautiful shuls. But in many ways, without a Beis HaMikdash, which is the central structure of the Jewish people, we are homeless. Our shuls are temporary and not our final home. On Yom Yerushalayim, we thank Hashem for bringing us back to Him. We thank Hashem for bringing us a step closer to our final home, where His presence is more permanently and obviously felt. I wish everyone an amazing Yom Yerushalayim and a meaningful Shabbos.